It's 24 minutes past nine. You're on Alive 90.5 with Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And Jim.
Well, as you know, it's fantastic to be able to have different people come and tell their story about what they do for our community, what they do in their role as a person in leadership. And I'm really delighted to have in our studio Councillor Steve Christo, the Mayor of Cumberland Council. Good morning, Mayor.
Morning, Jim. Morning, Darren. How are you both?
Really good. How was the drive here?
Pleasant.
Yeah. So much change going on. Every day you're out looking at things that are happening. You must get a lot of excitement and a lot of personal satisfaction seeing the things that you and your councillors are doing in and around the Cumberland area.
Absolutely, I do. I entered public life because I genuinely care and I want to make a difference. And as a local resident, I want to see our local area and the surrounding areas, aim high and improve. So there is a satisfaction that goes with it when you're in a position to help and you see some of those outcomes start to come to fruition.
And that's very evident. Can I just say that to our listeners, Darren? Mayor's contribution has been significant, and my very short time with our mayor has taught me some things. One is when you know something's right in terms of principle and activity, you do not deviate. You're a person that says, this is what we will do. You listen. But these are the things that you'll do, and these are what I want to do for our constituents and for our community. And I applaud you for taking that stance, because it's so easy to try and be everything to everyone. But one of the things that drives you is the whole area of service and making a difference. So thank you.
No, look, thank you. It's, always, I'm blushing a bit now, but not always easy to listen to someone complimenting you, but it is an area that we take pride in, and, I think elected representatives need to have a bit of a backbone at time and not just go with what's politically correct. You're elected to make decisions, sometimes hard decisions, and not always pleasant decisions.
Well, I want to applaud you for that. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's so easy to not do that. What are some of the things that you've been working on to try and improve the livability and your community?
Just going back to basics. When I became mayor, I took a back to basics approach. Delivering on what the residents expect. Footpaths, mowing of local areas, infrastructure. They're going back to basics. And if council's doing the basics right, we're lifting the game of the area and trying to. My motto is aim high. There's no reason why Western Sydney residents can't aim high and live a great life.
And that's what I've been seeing too often. Some councils may concentrate on their CBD areas or the populous areas, but council areas like Cumberland and Parramatta and Hills, but Cumberland especially, is made up of the suburbs. And I've been seeing you actually, and I'll use the word beautifying, because that's what it's been, making sure that, the poof paths are done, the mowing's done, but importantly that the rubbish is taken away and getting on top of things like illegal dumping. And I've been seeing that, and it does make a difference, and I'm quite sure all the residents will see the difference and they'll have more pride in the area and Cumberland City Council. And so, yes, we do congratulate you on taking those sorts of back-to-basic initiatives, like you say.
Very much so. Let's talk about, for example, one of the big challenges for you. And when I say challenges, to think about, because at your level, once you sign something and the ball is kicked off, it's very difficult to change. And so you put a lot of thinking. Marylands, the CBD of Marylands is a very challenging development for you. I mean, in the sense of you've got some really great ideas that you want to put there. So can you tell our listeners about what's happening in Marylands?
Yeah, Marylands is a bit of a mix. There's a lot of high-rise going into that at the moment, and that's not necessarily was endorsed by this present group of councillors. This is stuff that we've inherited previously, and that's the challenge between the high-rise and keeping it real and keeping a level of, just basic approach to it. We're getting the drainage done very shortly in Marylands. That's a major project. Where all the drainage is going to be replaced.
Mm.
So, and I believe there's an aged care centre going in very shortly as well.
Well, that's exciting and so on. Let's go to one of the most energy zapping type of experiences for the last 5 to 6 months, and that's COVID. In your role and within management, how's that played out?
Well, COVID, you have to do the best with it. In our role as council, we've tried to move forward. not just us, but I can only speak about our council, where we've copped a hit of roughly $13 million. But we're very proud to say that we're able to keep on the majority of our staff, and the layoffs have been very, very minimal. Very minimal, and you know, and staff that weren't able to be employed during the full shutdown were successfully transitioned to other areas short term, just to keep them gainfully employed.
Are you fearful for the future in terms of COVID? You know, is management looking at trying to look at various alternative strategies?
I think we're fearful for the future COVID in general, how it's going to affect our population. This is not going to be good for businesses in total, or, you know, the everyday mum and dad people trying to make a living, keep a roof over their head, food on the table. But I'm confident we've got a great group of councillors, a great group of executive on council, and we're taking the right steps to ensure that we kind of protect ourselves and our residents as best as we can.
And I'm sure you get plenty of individual stories where the staff sit down and try and work out various alternatives so that people are not disrupted as much in terms of rates and payments for a whole range of things. There's a real compassion to try and help people.
Absolutely. One of the areas that council excels at, we said, you know, during COVID, if anyone comes to us and puts forward a case that, you know, there's a bit of hardship there, which is human nature, everyone's been affected, we look at deferring payments. We've done the same for businesses. We've waived the outdoor dining fees for present, and that's our way of supporting our local community.
I think that's that is strong comment, Darren, in the
it,
sense
it
of...
It is. It's great support for the community and makes community able to try and be resilient as they can. We know it's very hard for small businesses, for... yeah, and they're mums and dads, and they have houses, so they can't pay the bills. So to have that sort of deferment technique, it's very good. One question I wanted to ask you about, something that's probably gone under the radar a bit with COVID, is the revitalisation of Granville Pool. And I believe that's now finished. Is that right? Or is
no, it's actually, I think, the revitalisation of Wentworthville Pool.
Wentworthville, sorry, yes. Yes, you correct me right there, sorry. But, yeah, can you share a bit more of that? And is it done, and are people able to swim there now, or is COVID restricting all that?
No, it's currently under construction.
Still under construction.
Yeah, it'll be completed in, I'm told, January of next year. So we'll get some use out of it, and we're really excited about it.
It's very exciting. Yeah, I must have been a bit ahead. Fortune teller there.
Well, I can't wait, because I'm going to ask Father Christmas for this year for some new bathers to go to Wentworthville.
While we're on the subject of Wentworthville, we gave a commitment when I became mayor last year that Wentworthville is one of our priorities to revitalise, and the state government recently has just approved and about to announce the revitalisation and expedition of the Wentworthville Centre as well. And that's a focus that we looked at, we're looking at as a council, Wentworthville, because for many years it's been neglected and run down and hasn't progressed. And we're keen to put some good infrastructure in there.
Well, again, congratulations for making that decision. That's what I started our conversation today on Spotlight with Darren and Jim, to talk about making those hard decisions. It's easy to walk away from decisions. The hard part is once you've made the decision to live with it. And so, again, congratulations to you and your councillors who support that particular event.
Thank you. I can't
believe how quick our time tends to move on. Can I ask you this, Mayor? What would you like to be remembered for? I know it's a hard question and a question without notice, but, you know, during your time, people were sitting around and I say, do you remember the mayor? Yes, we do.
Yeah, I'd love to be remembered for a positive contribution. You know, maybe in many years down the track, people, despite of their politics, Labor, Liberal, Independent, or, you know, actually say, this guy gave us stuff. He gave us some good stuff.
And well, talking about giving good stuff, I'd like to ask you, please, would you be so kind, this Friday, the 7th of August, is Jeans for Jeans for the Children's Medical Research at Westmead. And I was just speaking, and Darren was just speaking with Professor Roger Riddell, and we said we would ask our mayor to make a contribution, and you've kindly said you would. So we're absolutely delighted. Thank you.
No, it's my pleasure. I'm a big I'm a big fan of children's causes, and I believe children's research and anything to do with children's medically is a one issue we all should be focused on and caring about. So I'd like to make a personal contribution there.
So Jim, I put out an invitation there for yourself, myself and the mayor to go and visit the Children's Medical Research Institute. It was my home workplace for 20 years and I left there in May, but I always consider it as a home. So if you can accept that invitation, we'll sort it out and we'll have a tea and scones with Roger.
It'll be my pleasure. You tee it up and I'll be there.
Will do.
Well, I can't believe we've come to the end of our time, and we'd love to have you come back. You're an inspiration. You get things done, and that's why we asked you to come on Spotlight today and tell your story and what you are really firmly about and what you want to achieve for your community. So thank you very much for sharing your time and making also a valuable contribution for Genes for Genes on this Friday, the 7th of August. Now, you've left us with a song, and the song that we're going to play for our mayor, our wonderful mayor for Cumberland Council, is Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Alive 90.5.
You're a